Green gas isn't really colored green, but if it was, Murphy Oil Refinery manager Dave Podratz says people might have noticed the different gas they're pumping. For 2 years, refineries in the United States have been investing millions of dollars to produce low-sulfur green gas. Podratz says Murphy spent $26 million at their Superior facility. Wisconsin's only gas refinery has been making this since October.
It's not the kind of thing you would notice, you know, just as the average consumer going to the pump. Probably wouldn't even notice it, you know, watching tailpipe emissions, but the sulfur dioxide emissions are definitely going down.
Sulfur content in green gas is 90% less than regular fuel. Sulfur is what contributes to acid rain and air pollution. Wisconsin Petroleum Council Director Aaron Roth says the Clean Air Act set this year as the deadline to clean things up.
From soot and particulate matter, once that rule is fully implemented, also, as part of the rule, there are new diesel engines required more efficient by 2007. So we have 80% of our goods and services transported by truck today around the country and here in Wisconsin. And this will mean a much cleaner air.
Roth says the diesel fuel will go from 500 parts per million of sulfur to 15 parts per million. He says the Petroleum Council's asking governments, truck and bus companies, to buy the low-sulfur diesel ahead of the 2007 deadline. So far, he's only gotten the attention of the Madison Metro Transit System, but he says they've only just begun. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.